אנו מודים לך בורא שאתה מאפשר לנו.
Thank you creator for allowing us to work together. We wish to adhere to you and your qualities. Help us raise the right prayer to you. To build a kli capable of receiving your light. Allow us to come closer so that we will grow together. Allow us at this moment to build a united prayer for the ten and the world kli. Rab, yes, fear is the first and most important quality that we need to acquire, to cultivate as much as possible, because it speaks about our sensitivity, our openness towards the Creator, because our nature is the will to receive. So there is nothing else that aims the will to receive to any purpose but fear. In the introduction of the book of Zohar, in its end, it speaks about kinds of fear, external fear, internal fear, and into how many kinds fear is divided. There are a few short articles from Rabash and Bala Sulam that speak about fear. So it's worthwhile for us to read them. And we will talk about
so excerpt number one. There are many degrees in faith. As it is said in the Zohar, fear, which is the most important, is when one fears one's master, because he is great and ruling, the essence and the root of all the worlds, and everything is considered nothing compared to him. Interpreting the words teaches us that there are three manners in the fear of the Creator, and only one of which is regarded as real fear. One, he fears the Creator and observes his commandments, so his sons may live and he will be kept from bodily punishment or punishment of his wealth. This is a fear of punishments in this world. Two, he fears punishment of hell as well. And those two are not real fear, for he does not keep the fear because of the commandment of the Creator, but because of his own benefit. It follows that his own benefit is the root, and fear is a derived branch of his own benefit. Three, fear, which is the most important, means that he fears the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds
exist.
How to go from one fear to another, to the more important fear?
Nice, a nice question. This is truly the problem. So we need to see, we need to aim ourselves, that we can aim ourselves towards the Creator only by becoming incorporated together, because the Creator all in all is attained in the connection between us, in the center of the connection between us. And this is why, if I want to change myself from the external fear to the internal fear, then I need to connect more with the friends. And there I will find those conditions so that I can be directed to the Creator more internally. In the end, the vessel for the change of fear to a more internal fear, meaning not because I'm afraid for myself or for my money or for all kinds of other things, to that I aim myself to the Creator, and also with the Creator, until I truly reach such fear of whether I'll be able to give contentment to the Creator. This is all inside of the society, the group, when I converge myself together with them, I connect myself with them, and I aim myself to the center of the group. And there I search for what is this concept of the Creator that I want to bestow to Him. It turns out that bestowing to the Creator is possible. It's possible to bestow to Him only through the group, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. So, in that way, we achieve the true fear.
When I receive fear and concern about my money, my life, my children, what do I do with it?
You need to digest it, meaning, what did you truly now receive fear from? Well, it comes from the Creator, and that you need to turn it in His direction. In His direction. This is how you need to reach a greater connection with the group, and by becoming incorporated in the group, you begin to feel how you can turn your fear towards the group, and later on towards the Creator. Which means that you need to pass through the connection in the group, so that you will have anxiety, fear, concern on whether you're connecting together, because otherwise you will not be aimed towards the Creator, and all the more so reach Him. But or even aiming yourself towards that, you can't do it. Even seemingly sending something to the Creator, you cannot. You can't turn to Him if you're not doing it from the center of the group. And this is how you arrange your connection.
Why fear of the Creator is called bestowal?
Fear of the Creator is called bestowal. Fear of the Creator is what awakens in me, because I am concerned about whether I'm giving contentment to the Creator, meaning whether I'm in the correct bestowal. This is why the fear of the Creator, the true, the high, the final one, is bestowal. I discover Him.
So, how exactly is this fear from the Creator? If everything is from Him, why should the fear be from Him? Why isn't there something else?
Whether I will be able to aim myself correctly towards Him through my ego, through the group, straight towards the Creator, will I be able to aim myself to Him correctly, not only precisely, but correctly? What do I want by aiming myself to Him? What do I want to cause contentment to Him from me? Or more correctly, that I will connect everyone and will awaken them, so that through them, all of us will give Him contentment. And then we will be in equivalence of form with Him, until with our love, we will reach His love.
can it come from His greatness to be drawn to Him?
Our nature, our vessel, our perception, it's always in the will to receive, always. Even if there is a will to bestow, it is all nevertheless inside of the vessel of reception, the will to receive. This is what the Creator created. This is what we are. Besides that, we have nothing. Everything that we build to bestow, to care, it is all on top of the will to receive. And therefore, this is what it's about. We don't come out of the will to receive.
So I can't grasp what the effect of the fear gives us. What does it give the world to receive that makes it exchange the things that motivate it?
Fear is felt in the will to receive, which is not arranged, and this is how it will be until the end of correction. I don't know what will happen later. But always, if we want to find something, to search for something, to perceive something, we have to awaken our will to receive and to awaken fear. Is it aimed correctly? Is it big enough? Etc.
This third form of fear is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator?
He writes that this is the primary, the most important fear, which is the fear that the Creator, because He is great and rules over everything, He is great because He is the root from which everything, all the worlds expand, which means that I have fear of the Creator, fear. Maybe it's better to say, it's more correct to say it's sensitivity. That I open up my sensitivity to the Creator in order to detect Him in all kinds of different forms in which He wants to influence me so that I will relate to Him in all the different manners as He relates to me. This is the primary fear, that I will aim my vessel as much as I can, as much as I'm capable of, to perceive His attitude, how He relates to me, that in all the different states, the different events, with everything that is happening to me, there I want to detect that it comes from Him, that I have no feeling, thought that does not come from Him. It all comes from Him, and I want to detect, to feel, to determine that this is how it is. Okay, this fear, well, we need it as well, but there are higher fears that are more important. This is the fear of whether I'm able to bestow to Him, whether I can give Him, whether I'm not disconnecting from Him, and so on. Meaning, fears regarding my inclination towards the Creator, to bestow. These are more important, higher fears. And this is fear number three. To bestow in the correct way is to discover what truly the one who is before you, who is the group or the Creator or the world, I don't know how you imagine it, that you know more and more, you scrutinize what is it that they want from you, and you're drawn to that, to carry out the desire of the host.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Hello, Раф.
Почему надо бояться Творца, когда Он велик?
Why do we need to fear the Creator? If He is great and He rules over everything, we know He is great.
It's not about, we don't need fear or spiritual fear. We need fear and spiritual fear in order not to lose our advancement in the vessel and advancement in the filling of the vessel. That's all. This is why fear or spiritual fear is the first commandment. In the end of the first volume of the Book of Zohar, in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, there we have Pkudei Oraita, the commandments. So the primary, the first commandment is fear, because this speaks about the calibration of our vessel, reception or perception towards what we can get from the Creator. And this is the most important thing that we need, to aim ourselves to receive what He is sending us and how to receive what He is sending us.
So it seems to me like the first two, even though they're still about the Creator, they're very egotistical. And it feels like only the third one is the right one. Only the third one tells us we justify everything to the Creator. And so we're scared of being away from Him, detaching from
Him.
Correct. The first and second fear are fears about, are we getting from the Creator something, what we need, even though I want to direct my vessel, I'm concerned about my vessel. The third fear is already about how much the Creator will receive from me and will enjoy from me, meaning that it is outside of me. So you're right. Turkey one.
How will one bestow if he does not have a vessel?
By yearning to bestow through the friends to the Creator, by this he builds this vessel, he awakens the vessel, seemingly, and the upper light that shines over the efforts of the person arranges for him the vessel. It's how we, in our lives, when we study something and we don't know what it is, so we try here, we try there, and suddenly we begin to receive some understanding and emotion towards what we're trying to do. And this is how we reach being a master. Okay.
One more question of my friend.
Yes,
how do we feel the vessel?
Please.
How do we feel the vessel so that we can be able to know that we have bestowed?
The desire that becomes established in me to do good to the group, and from the group to the Creator, together with the friends, this actually is my preparation to begin to receive a response from the Creator.
Rav, I don't find the desire to
I don't find true fear, I'm able to receive. And everything I invest in corporeality is out of concern for myself.
So you're not investing in spirituality. Don't you say that you're investing in spirituality?
No, I invest, but I don't find the feeling of the true fear.
Invest in the connection of the friends. From that you receive everything.
Another small thing. Is the fear a deficiency I need to have, or I receive it as fulfillment at some point?
Fear is not a feeling. It's the concern, the anxiety inside of you that you want something to build your vessel in relation to the Creator. Let's define it this way, even though this is very limited. Latin 5.
Thank you.
Shalom Rav. El tercer temor.
Hello, Rav. A third kind of fear. Does it awaken the love of the Creator?
Yes, that is true. It in itself is already based on the revelation of the love of the Creator.
The Creator, except for the fear of the Creator.
You need to do everything in order for you to have the fear of heaven. And the fear of heaven, you can get it only from above. When we reach, after many years even, we reach such a state where we don't care and we can even disregard the Creator and we feel how much we are in the will to receive and we don't care about anything but only what we have, and we become even more and more crude and obtuse relative to how we start. When we started studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, then it's all in order to show us how much we're not capable of reaching fear, spiritual fear. And then, if we continue more and more, nevertheless, if we keep ourselves and we continue, then we reach the third fear, where we don't care about hell and we don't care about anything, but only to give contentment from the ten to the Creator. PT6.
I'm asking about the last thing you said. The work before the friends fills the entire spectrum of my vision. Is this third fear of the Creator awakens as a result of the work with the friends, or during the work with the friends I need to do something that also relates to the Creator? Rav, both. Sometimes you get to the Creator and it brings you back to the work between the friends, and sometimes it's the other way around. You work between the friends and that draws you towards work with the Creator. Both ways.
So it turns out that we are truly directed, I think, like a laser towards the work between the friends. The Creator somehow will be the result of our work. Is that the right approach?
The Creator is the result of the connection between us.
So it's true to say that right now I'm engaging in the connection between the friends and I care about the friend. I try all the time to even have fear about caring for them. And from there, at some point, this fear towards the Creator, the third one, will awaken.
But nevertheless, you need to awaken that fear, this direction. That you want to reach connection with the Creator from the connection between the friends.
Okay, so how do I awaken that?
In thought, where there's no feeling, there's thought. At least the thought is there.
No.
Do you hear me now? Okay, we read that the primary fear, this is what he should receive from the friends. How do we pass to each other fear? By talking or...
Even without talking, if we think about it, then we pass this fear to one another. How do we connect in order to bestow contentment to the Creator? And will we be able to bestow to the Creator in practice, and not that we would think of ourselves? But when you begin to connect together, we understand more, we feel more that our direction is in bestowing to the Creator. As much as we can cancel the individual ego of each one, wish to connect, the Creator shines onto our efforts, and we begin to receive the power to bestow.
It's
our work, our effort to annul ourselves towards the group, and the result of that is that the light works on that and brings us the force of bestowal. This is the third fear, which is the main thing. Can I bestow contentment to the Creator? I fear whether or not I'm able to extract all my powers, my vessels, in order to bestow to the Creator. Because if it's less than 100% of my possible effort, it's not considered bestowal. In spirituality, it's always 100% of what you're able to do right now. This is then is called bestowal. Otherwise, it's not. This is 800 types of fear. It's not the spiritual fear. Here, we're talking about the Creator, where we have a certain connection towards the Creator. And then, what types of spiritual fear you have towards the Creator? So he says, what does he write? There are many degrees in fear. And he condenses it all into three states that he fears the Creator and observes his commandments as much as he can so that his sons may live. In short, he fears for himself. What will I get out of it? Meaning, I'm willing to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, let's say. So I will feel good. Soon I will die. It's certain, like everyone. But afterwards, I want to feel good. I want to also succeed in this world, for me to be healthy, to be successful. That's why I fear the Creator, since He rules over everything. There's no one besides Him. And two, that He fears punishments of hell as well. Meaning, maybe I'll get punishment not only in this world, but also in the next world. Who knows? People die. Who knows what happens with them? They say they go to heaven or hell or something in the middle. I don't know. I'm afraid of all those things. What will I get out of it? I'm not in control. I'm like a baby who doesn't control the fact that he's born in this world and suddenly he appears before us. And who knows where he is born, to what family, in what state, what time. Similarly, I don't know in what form I'll be in that other world after I pass on. That's what a person thinks. So this is fear number two, that he fears punishments of hell as well. And these two, one and two, the one where he fears what will happen in this world, and two, what will happen after he dies, these two fears are not considered true fear because he's afraid for himself. And the third fear, this is the main fear, as Baal Salam says. He's afraid whether or not he can give contentment to the Creator. Is he not missing out on this opportunity he got? This is the main fear that he comes out of vessels of reception, and it's found in vessels of bestowal of a person. Okay.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie per la domanda.
Buongiorno.
Perché possiamo conseguire il timore vero per il Boré soltanto attraverso la decina e non da solo?
Why is it that we can achieve the true spiritual fear towards the Creator only through the ten and not alone?
You lack a vessel. You can't come out of yourself fully. Come out of your ego. You cannot come out of your ego. unless you are in a group. You invest in the group, you want to be devoted to the group. This is already the first condition for rising above your ego. And you could merit the revelation of the Creator, the fear of the Creator. How can you connect to the Creator without first disconnecting from yourself? And to disconnect from yourself, only the correct environment can help you with that, which is the group. Fear. Also, the third fear is gradually clarified in the person. If a person is in a society and he begins to work in the society a little bit, and he's in the lessons, the main thing is the society and the lessons. And even if he doesn't have society, but he's a group, but he's with us in the lessons, already he's incorporated in the society and he's being influenced by the inner light, surrounding light, he's under the upper influence.
Ika 2. I have fear towards the desire and yearning of the friends towards connection. So what kind of fear is that?
You need to scrutinize it according to what's written here. Scrutinize it.
Latin 12. Fear creates fear. So how does it happen that from fear, love is born?
Because this fear comes from the light of the Creator that influences us, influences our will to receive, and consequently there can be love. Even in our lives, even in corporeal relationships, egoistic relationships, love can come out of fear.
Ita 3. How can we feel fear with our heart and not with the mind? How can we perform the commandments with our heart?
The heart is the man's will to receive. And we want this heart to be filled with corrections and later with the feeling of the Creator.
Mark 14, I heard that the Creator is jealous, and that if a person leaves the Creator for one day, the Creator leaves him for 2 days.
Right.
So this forces me to invest effort in our work each day anew. What is this kind of feeling? Is that a kind of spiritual fear?
It's written, if you leave him one day, he'll leave you for 2 days. We have to be concerned about it and help one another. But if I come to the lessons, if I'm in connection, in contact with my 10 daily, then I'm not letting go. Yeah, I'm connected to some extent. Even if I don't have any more time to invest in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and something else, but during the study, we're incorporated together. We gather and we connect and we study. It includes everything with it.
Question from Mark. Why is fear and not love the foundation and the root for the feeling of the Creator?
Because the will to receive needs to build itself in the form of a vessel, and the vessel is fear. Then whatever happens in the vessel later will be called love.
New York 3. We feel that the Creator is great and He is ruling over everything that we feel, but there is also fear of what the Creator might do every moment in order to promote us. What do we do about that fear?
We need to work this way. You keep forgetting that we are the will to receive. We're opposite from the Creator. And we cannot change our nature. That is why we need to adapt ourselves with our nature to the Creator. Therefore, we have to connect above our egoistic will to receive. We have to build such connections where there's no one is greater or smaller, and each one adds to the others and completes the others and completes everything to a sphere, a circle, a complete form. And we have to do all of it between us with our will to receive, with our ego.
The sense as well as in the sense?
The fear is felt in the sense and the ascent and in all kinds of different forms. From the most beastly fear to the highest fear. Am I capable of giving contentment to the Creator? Am I doing it? Can I rise to doing even more to the Creator? Always to Him, to Him, to Him.
Two questions from French. One, why being afraid of the Creator? Why should we be afraid of the Creator who is good and doing it? Why should we be afraid of the Creator because He's great?
We're not afraid of Him. We're afraid of the lack or the absence of love to Him from us.
Second question is fear from disconnection from the ten identical to fear towards the Creator?
Connection with the Ten is the vessel where the connection with the Creator takes place, which is the light. Then we come to the complete Parzuf.
Chile. Question from Chile. I don't want to be afraid of the Creator. I'm certain that He rules over everything, so why should I continue this state of fear?
Fear is not that the result of me having to be afraid. Rather, I have to be afraid that I'm not completing my vessel in connection with the friends and with the Creator in each and every moment. That is the source of my fear. That's what I'm afraid of. Meaning I'm afraid of not having...
Mark 15, what is fear towards the 10? How is it expressed? How do we reach it?
Fear from the 10 means, am I truly connected to the 10? Can I bring about greater connection in the 10?
And in
such a way we'll all connect and become a place for the Creator to rule over us, to land on over us.
Last question from PT2. When fear awakens in a person, he just wants to run away from it and the fear will stop. So how do we work with fear? Even if we say that we need to have fear towards a lack of adhesion, it doesn't really help. So what do we do?
In all our states, in all of our actions at home, in the family, on the street, everywhere where we do something, where we are, we always do it out of fear. Because our will to receive is constantly in a state of fear, first of all, that nothing would happen to me, and how can I benefit some more? How can I be rewarded some more from the outside? How to preserve myself and how to add and receive something from the outside? That is what we are always thinking about. Always. That's our nature. Now, how can we change this nature with the help of the environment, meaning our group? If we want it, we could change it in such a way that each of us would want to come out of himself and bestow to the ten. Why? Because the ten is actually my spiritual self. And if I speak about my corporeal self, this is that I. And if I speak of the spiritual self, it's the ten. Therefore, I wish to rise from this world to the spiritual world. It means to come out from the feeling of life within me to a feeling of life in the ten. Meaning, just like we in our world, in our state, we feel those things and we're able to grasp them according to taste, sweet, bitter, so on and so forth, according to color and sound and so on, in our five senses. So can we receive spiritual influence if we'll have a vessel, a sense for spirituality. That's what we're lacking. We don't have the sensitivity to this influence called spirituality. And this is something we have to attain, to receive, to acquire. And we do it through the connection between us, whereby sharpening my senses in the connection with the friends by trying to come closer to them, to love them, to feel them as close to me and important to me, dear to me. By that, I'm directing my will to receive to be also prepared and directed toward bestowal, not only towards reception. And then inside this vessel that is aimed at bestowal, like a musical instrument, if I tune myself even to a small extent of bestowal, I begin to feel in this vessel, like the violin of David. I begin to feel the influence of the Creator on me. And more and more friends next to me, if they also try to do it, we begin to calibrate our vessels toward this external influence from the Creator, and He begins to play us. And then we are like an instrument, a musical instrument, and He's like the performer of the music. And that's how we come to calibrate our vessels. Meaning we lack nothing, but only to rise a little bit above our ego and to connect between us toward the force of bestowal.
What does it mean that the Creator starts playing the instrument?
That we begin to receive His bestowal. The upper light arranges us, corrects us, also intensifies, increases us, and also arranges us like an orchestra together. And this way we begin to take on more and more from Him, His attitude, His relation. This is how He provides us with His forms of bestowal, and we just need to calibrate ourselves more and more in order to receive from Him the sounds, the instruments that are closer to being more and more exalted.
How is it felt in the ten? The actions of the Creator, His bestowal upon us, the notes He brings out of there.
To the extent in which we connect more between us, we can feel more and more the bestowal of the Creator upon us. Because to the extent in which we nullify our ego in the course of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, to that extent we connect more, become one vessel, and upon this vessel the Creator plays.
Why does the corporeal and spiritual reality, why is it built in a way that we don't perceive the essence of what we are inspired from?
Because we don't have the vessels. You're also not impressed by spirituality. You're impressed by corporeality, by yourself, to the extent in which you invest and why you're not receiving what you deserve.
No.
Yes, it's like he's writing something very special here, that we don't understand the essence of what's bestowing upon us.
Because you don't have the vessels, why are you asking me?
We can even attain such vessels.
To the fact that you emerge outside of yourself, rise above yourself, and therefore you're connected to a group, and you have the opportunity to connect with the friends, and to invest yourself in them, that's considered that you exit above yourself. The group helps you implement in corporeality what you need to do in spirituality. Without a group, you will probably think that you're doing spiritual actions, and where am I, and why don't I get? But if you're in a group, you'll practically do what is written that a person needs to do. Connect to them, try to be as much as possible connected to them, heart and soul, in your mind and heart, with thoughts and desires, with the friends, such that each will all be as one and aimed towards the one Creator. All together, that's what you need. It's not something that is an
every detail in nature.
Certainly, there is nothing that happens in our world unless it is from Ein Sof, from above. And on the other hand, on the side, there's nothing that happens in Ein Sof, in the upper world, unless it is through our work from below. Meaning that according to the adaptation between us and spirituality, the changes take place. We are constantly in changes of our will to receive, as it's constantly changing and changing and changing, and this way we feel that this world is changing days, months, years, etc., in corporeality, and also in spirituality. And all our work is to adapt ourselves to this process in which everything is passing, and we don't know how to compare ourselves with the process. Therefore, we are constantly under the pressures, blows, sufferings, issues. So to the extent in which we connect between us more and more and feel the changes that come to us from above, thus we will be able to resemble ourselves or adapt ourselves to those changes that are coming from us from below. And then there will be harmony between the upper world and the lower world, such that also the Creator will be able to truly come down all the way to this world. Meaning the feeling of godliness will be in the manner as it is written, and a wolf will live with a lamb. That is our work, specifically in our times. Let's hope that we will bring forth this true change.
Caro Rav, i mondi inferiori sono un'impronta di mondi superiori. Ma la nostra intenzione sfugge a questa regola dove tutto è predeterminato? A che livello di mondi opera l'intenzione? Grazie.
We learn that the lower worlds come as a print from the upper world. But is our intention free of that, or is that also determined in advance?
No, our intention depends on the work between us. I am operated from above, and I am called the desire to receive in me. But if I am incorporated with that in the group, then I can change my behavior through the influence of the group. Because in the group there are forces that belong to that source, like me. It's not just a group of some strangers that are walking around in the streets. These are people who are also yearning to connect to the Creator. And then if we want to connect to Him together, by that we change His attitude towards us. And then in such a way we advance. Meaning to the extent in which we try to be connected together to our one source, our one source operates upon us like upon one body. And by that, we ascend and ascend and ascend from degree to degree.
We are only studying general matters. But truthfully, in the Parzuf, there are many discernments. And in Keter, obviously, Keter bestows to all the other Parzufim, to the 9 Sfirot below it. Through those 9 Sfirot, or those 8 Sfirot, it makes of itself the 10th Sfira of the Parzuf. And there's the Malchut that gives its response back, called reflected light. And then it turns out that she changes all the Sfirot from below upward back and completes those Sfirot in a reflected light. That the closer to Malchut, the Sfirot, they have more forces. The further away they are, they have less forces. That's a reflected light. And from direct light, there's more forces from above downward. So it turns out that all the Sfirot, from below upward and above downward, they complete each other. And in each one, there's 10 Sfirot. In each and every Sfira. Except for that, each and every Sfira isn't just a Sfira, but it's a new quality, different from its other. That's why by the incorporation of the Sfirot between them, we have a new essence called a Parzuf. A Parzuf isn't just a collection of Sfirot. It's a connection between different qualities that contradict each other. And all in all, they affect one another in a way that these Sfirot want to complete each other. That's why in each and every one of them there's also inner private Ten Sfirot. And they also divide themselves to the first 9 in Malchut. And also there you have coupling by striking and reflected light on the direct light and more, meaning these things eventually never end. They just continue till infinity. Just like in our universe, you see that there are no limits. Where does this end? It doesn't end. That's how it is, we could say, in spirituality. That's why it's difficult for us to speak in a general way about spirituality. And in a private way, we only speak about the different parts as much as we can express it in our language. Okay.
Вот вы говорили про границы. А границы постижения вот каббалистам.
You talked about the boundaries.
Все эти свойства как бы.
The boundaries of attainment of a pursuit by the kabbalist. A kabbalist feels all these qualities as one whole, or in some graduation, certain order between them, or.
The kabbalist attaining the partsuf attains it in the way that that partsuf is expressed in him, the way it's built in him, in the efforts of the kabbalist, through the efforts of the kabbalist. And it's not that it happens just like that. It happens in the kabbalist himself. And it doesn't happen anywhere else, but in the desire of the kabbalist, as much as he can equalize himself with the Creator, so he starts attaining these actions upon himself. How can he equalize with the Creator as much as he's willing to connect to the group?
Так вот, получается, что из ваших слов, что есть как бы постижение, то есть
from your words it works out that there's the Kabbalist, there's the equivalence of form with the Creator, and there's something in between, which is, let's say, the connection in the group.
No, 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 no. Without a person incorporating in a 10, he can't be connected to the Creator. He can't be connected to the Creator. The Creator bestows upon him, but in a different way, in an alternative way, in order to awaken a person. But in order to truly connect to a person, that he is included in a person, the Creator is included in the person is included in the Creator, that only happens through a partsuf. And the partsuf happens during,